Meeting of the Lakeville City Commission regarding a public hearing on a 5-year capital improvement plan. Today's date is February 16th, 2021, at 6 p.m. City Manager.
So Mayor, this is the 5-year capital improvement program public hearing. We're going to talk about fiscal years 2022 to 2026. We've got to ask the question, what is a 5-year capital improvement program? And it's information that we use as we build a budget, as we build a future. It's a planning document that we use quite often. For the purpose of this, it's a $5 million base, and we start with that, and or $5,000, not $5 million, but $5,000. And this is just a slide that talks about the total expenditures for the next 5 years, $24.6 million. You all had this in your packet last month, and this is just another refresher of what it is this month. But the general government anticipate about $350,000, but the big expenditures are in the water and wastewater funds. And you'll see the next slide how we anticipate paying for a lot of that. Is that 90% of that $24 million is anticipated to come from grants. And so the big challenge is to make sure that we're in the grant cycle. And we are so far. We've got the legislators and the people aware of what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing. And so it's at this point, we're moving ahead with confidence that this will take place. This is just a graph that just shows you that the grants are really driving most of this 5-year program. And the grants are for the wastewater and water systems. That's where the majority of all the money is going to be spent. This is a slide that just tells you what we're going to do. This is the first year. Go back to that slide. Oh boy. Vanna. I was going to explain that I spelled streetscape wrong, but that's good that you slipped over that. One of the things we're talking about is a brick wall at the park. Instead of those blue things that are down there, try to dress it up with a brick wall for as much as we can in that year. The other thing is a lamppost. We have historical lampposts around, but those, as they get hit, we're finding they don't make them anymore. So we've got to figure out what to do with all of that. Thought about a parking lot at the Historical Society. The big issue is that the bank is sold, the property's been sold, and so it's going to be a need for parking for the Historical Society at some point. Public Works, we're talking about cemetery fencing. And then the property next to the cemetery, at some point the cemetery is going to fill up. You got to have more space. And the property next to the cemetery is the ideal spot. And so we've tried to put the money into that area. A pickup truck, a zero turn mower, all pieces of equipment that we need. The street improvements, we're talking about sidewalks, repair, and new. And we just put in a sidewalk. Cody put in a sidewalk down by the football field, and it's been received very positively. Mm-hmm. Next slide is talking about water line replacement. Is a big one in the first year. We're still doing that, but we have water meters right now, and water lines will go with it. Every 3 or 4 years, you have to replace computers because of technology, and interestingly enough, computers get obsolete after 3 years, so we're trying to stay ahead of some of that. The hydrant replacement and valve replacement are two programs that we've agreed to with asset management program with the state, the Department of, what is that? Revenue?
BEP.
BEP, there you go. Wastewater collection lines, we're trying to work on those. We did televise a lot of that, and that's to help pay for some of, we're also anticipating some grants going through. And then the manhole rehabilitation is another asset management program that we've got to do. We've got some very old manholes, and we've got to take care of those. Then another truck. Historical Society building is, needs some attention. Windows, some doors are falling out. We've got some problems underneath it, so we've got to take care of some of that. And then City Hall carpet. The carpet that's here is, it's good carpet. It's been here for, since it was built. And some of the carpet in the offices is beginning to wear pretty thin. Next slide. And again, we do the lampposts. Talk about streetscape. The streetscape is basically the idea of maybe some flower pots and maybe the women's club helping with the flowers and planting. We don't want public works to do it because they kill things, and so that's not a good idea. Pave the garage area. Right now, it's gravel behind it. And when the trucks come in a hot summer day, there's a cloud of dust that comes with them. A van for the prison, the people that we got to cart around and get them more. Want to pave some streets that we got four up by the utilities, because most of our utilities are under the street. And so we're going to have to deal with some of that. One of the unique things was to develop a some water tower lights. And accent the water tower with some lights that shine up on it and make it a feature rather than a distraction signal. And then you got a lift station. We do have a grant for that, and we think that in year two we'll be starting to replace it. We're doing an energy audit for utility systems to make sure that we're doing things properly. Adding a chlorine room, fixing the one that we have, it seems to have some challenges with the DEP. And then do the carpet and the commission room. And then the next slide. Again, a lot of that is repeat. Public Works, we're talking about some solar panels at the big pavilion. Put a ceiling in the big pavilion. That pavilion is used a lot, so dress it up, make it look good, and make it function. Pave some more streets, do some more asset management stuff with water pumps, hydrant replacement valves. Get a few barricades, which we keep flying them and being run over. And then some fencing around the wastewater treatment plant, the old lift station, the manual station. And then try to get some more grant funds for additional lift station replacement. Our lift stations are old, they've been underground, they need to come above ground to be compliant with OSHA and get federal standards. Next. And then we're talking about some playground equipment in year three. We can always use a lot of playground equipment, and we can try to find some grants for a lot of them. We're going to talk about some banners for the street poles, trying to dress up the downtown during Christmas, during festival times, during spring, summer. We don't have any way to do that right now, and so we've got to work on that as well. Solar panels at the wastewater treatment plant, that's part of the, going to be, or hopefully be part of the grant with the expansion of the wastewater treatment plant. And then gateway entrance signs. We're trying to work with FDOT to put in some gateway entrances and say, welcome to Lake Butler. Every other little small city has them except us. So. And when we try to do something like Miami Beach, which has a big, nice brick sign with flowers, we run into some static. So. We got DEO working with us on a different level. Next slide is construction of a music pavilion. We talked about perhaps doing a music pavilion across the, retention pond by the big pavilion. Mm-hmm. And keeping the retention pond, we're putting steel pilings across there so we can use that for a music pavilion. The Lake Canal Dyke, we had some issues at times with the canal, and so we tried to solve that. The rest are, oh, the treatment plant, oh, that's a beauty. That's being designed right now. That's working on that. That's part of our $3 million grant we got. And trying to do a picnic area at the Baby Loop. We've had a request from the veterans to put in a picnic table or maybe a pavilion so that the veterans could just walk down there and relax or have a quiet time. So with all that, that's $24.6 million. Most of it is in the wastewater. But with the water and wastewater, you're talking about 93%. So most of that is with grants. So it's from there, it's up to you all and hope.
Any discussion? We need to either approve the 5-year plan or disapprove it or change it. Discussion.
You'll see it again next year in just a little slightly different form, but yeah. But
we do.
Do you have any comments?
Any comments?
One of the things that was on the plan that, that I did really discuss was about $600,000 for the water tank next to the water tower that is starting to seep water. And so we put in appropriations, and you'll see that in your commission agenda. So we put in appropriation, and it'll be about $750,000 to replace that thing. Which is more than what I estimated on that, but a grant and appropriations from the state is about $495,000. They asked for an act over $500,000. They're likely to be getting more than that soon enough. Under $500,000, we may get a huge shot at it. So for $250,000, we can have $750,000 of it. So that's part of this as well.
Thank you. Motion.
First step. I'll make a motion that we approve the 5-year capital improvement budget.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Make more that we adjourn the MCC.
Public hearing?
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah.